Hello, everyone. Thank you for tuning into Through a Child's Eyes. It's Liz, the Science Whiz. Welcome to today's episode of Science Rock. Listen. That's right. We'll be learning about the water cycle. Every time you drink a glass of water, can you imagine that that's the same water woolly mammoths and the first humans drank? The Earth has been recycling water for over 4 billion years. That's 17 times older than when dinosaurs walked around. The water on Earth moves from lakes to rivers to oceans and even in the air, the atmosphere. This is all part of an endless cycle called the water cycle. The cycle includes states of water, solid ice, liquid water, and gaseous vapor. It's time to take a splash into the world of water. We'll start with evaporation. This is when energy from the sun heats the surface of the earth and water temperatures everywhere rise. Some of this water evaporates into the air. Like so, and becomes vapor, a gas. Plants and trees lose water from their leaves too. That's called transpiration. When the water vapor gets high in the sky, it cools down and turns back into a liquid, creating clouds. This is called condensation. The clouds then move all around the globe, pushed by winds and currents. When too much water has condensed, the clouds become too heavy and big. They can't be held anymore and fall to the earth in water droplets. There are so many ways this happens: rain, snow, hail, or sleet. The process of falling back to Earth is called precipitation. When the precipitation falls back on Earth, it gets collected in rivers, lakes, and oceans. This is where the cycle begins again with evaporation. But there's more. While some of the water falls back into bodies of water, some of it falls on plants or on the ground. The plant roots can take up that water. In cold places like Antarctica, Canada, and Russia, the precipitation freezes and becomes snow, ice, or even glaciers. The frozen water can also melt and flow into the ocean or soak into the ground. The cycle never ends. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening and learning about the water cycle. Join us next time when we learn about animals on the African savannah. Just keep swimming.